is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
I don't need too much bliss today. We're going to be talking about firearms. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Blissed? You dial set correctly to USAprepares.com. And we're broadcasting live. 10 a.m. on Genesis and 3 p.m. in the afternoon from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains, Studio A. Information's on the website. Alex is producing the broadcast in Minnesota, and we've got some up-to-the-minute articles, stories that we think you might be interested in reading, USAprepares.com. And there's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAprepares.com. Podcasts are free. Today's class is about home, farm, and ranch defense firearms. AR-15s, AK-47s. What's the difference between the AR-15 and the AK-47? Jeff Ohms is with us. Jeff, J-E-F-F, Ohms, O-L-M-S, is here to tell us about firearms. He's our newest USAprepares.com instructor, and he's going to be presenting a seminar on firearm selection at the April 6th and 7th Get Prepared Expo in Lebanon, Missouri at the Cowan Civic Center. It's the home of the 700-seat seminar theater. And frankly, class, we needed a much larger seminar area for the Get Prepared Expo. We were able to hold maybe 125, 150 people in each of our seminars, our five seminars, as we were doing them. And then we expanded out into the lobby where we had even more seminars. We had seven seminars going on at one time. Now we need a 700-seat seminar theater in addition to our smaller seminars. So that's going to happen April 6th and 7th. So Jeffrey Ohms is a certified M16 AR-15 armorer, and he's the owner and founder of MOA, LLC. Welcome, Jeff Ohms.
Morning, Vince. How are you doing?
I am well. Hey, Jeff, you know, I'm so glad that you're a USAprepares.com instructor, and, you know, there's so much confusion out there, especially for the new person to firearms, about the AR-15 and the AK-47. It's, you know, until you hold them in your hands, it's difficult to understand the difference. But they're as different as night and day. Could you help us, for a few minutes and tell us a little bit about the differences so we can get in our mind's eye the difference between the AR-15, the AK-47, and then we'll get right on into selecting an AR and how to choose one for home and farm and ranch defense.
Sure. We are a two-system household, though. I got to tell you that we embrace both the AR and the AK. The differences are very night and day, but they are also very similar. It's two solutions to the same question.
Mm-hmm.
And the designers went about it in a different manner. Eugene Stoner decided to create a rifleman's rifle that could also offer fully automatic supporting fire. The design team headed by Mikhail Kalashnikov said, hey, we need to make a very easy, inexpensive, robust machine gun that could also employ as a rifleman's rifle. So given their differences, they both perform their functions perfectly. The AK is actually a better machine gun. The AR is actually a better rifleman's rifle. And that's, you know, our shooting discipline as Americans has always been obsessed with accuracy, and it shows downrange with the AR. The AK will always get the job done. like I said, we run both systems. We love both systems. And it really is a matter of personal preference as to what you expect this gun or the system to do for you. You know, the AR has what I feel are better user interface and ergonomics. The AK has a robustness and reliability factor that's really top tier. Having said that, though, today's crop of ARs are, I feel, and a lot of other people in the industry feel, are equally as reliable as an AK. I've seen AKs fail. I'm sorry. It happens. Anything mechanical made by man is prone to a breakage. So there is a possibility. You know, and like you said, until you put your hands on them, it's a tough call. I would encourage anyone who's on the fence to, you almost have to try them both and just see which one is easier to operate. You know, what the AK has in simplistic operation, it lacks in some user features that are friendly for operators. Whereas the AR takes a little bit more of a learning curve, but at the end of that process, you gain superior sighting, superior manipulation of controls, but it takes some practice. Both systems take practice. I mean, that's really the bottom line.
Well, I know you can't see this on the radio class, but in the studio, I have in my hands an AR-15. And it's a SP1 model manufactured by Colt. And I am literally shaking this thing. And there's no parts that are rattling. None. I mean, it is a tightly machined, well-finished firearm. Now, I don't have my AK-47 in the studio with me. I didn't bring it in. But I have a feeling that I'd hear some rattling. Isn't that true?
Yeah, of course you're going to hear a little bit. The tolerances on the AK were designed to be loose for a reason, kind of like a GI issue 1911 pistol.
You know, now that I've got in the studio. I've got one of those in the studio.
Yeah, and I was issued one when I was in. Loved it, worked it, still love them, of course, obviously, with our company's email and some of the other things we do is that system as well. But, yeah, the AK was designed to basically run under the worst possible field conditions with poor maintenance at best. And it's not the difference is you manufacture and fabricate an AK-47, whereas you assemble an AR-15 M16 from finely, crafted parts. At the end of that process, the AK, now there are some out there that because of those loose tolerances are improperly assembled. Most of the factory-built, if you will, guns are usually good to go. There are always exceptions to that rule, however. And we see that in today's current crop of AKs. Nothing that can't be typically addressed quite simply with, the old joke is get a really big hammer and a can of 10W-40 and that thing will run all day. That's sort of true. I have one of the very first brought into the country Yugoslavian M70As, and it is absolutely the quality of any finely crafted firearm out there. It's still an AK at heart, but it's superb, and it shows down range, which is unusual for most AKs. You rattle an AK and it's going to give a little rattle. That's okay. Mm-hmm. It's fine. It's intended to.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what we're saying then is the AR-15 is the civilian version of the M16. And that is a American battle rifle, and it's it shoots a smaller projectile, just a little bit larger than a .22 caliber projectile, and it travels very quickly. It's a small projectile, and it will go out to 600-700 yards.
It will make that distance. However, its effectiveness at that range is not what it really needs to be with energy and everything else. You know, truthfully, a 400 to 500 yard engagement is about all you should expect with end results that you're looking for. There are always exceptions to that. Some different types of bullets and projectiles can make the difference. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, it's going to get there accurately and reliably. So,
okay.
Yeah, that's it.
Jeffrey, what about the AK-47? Okay, 400 to 500 yards effective engagement with the AR-15, the black rifle, as it's called, that shoots a 223 or 556. And we'll get into that in a few minutes. But the AK-47 shoots a larger, heavier projectile. And how effective at what yardage is that projectile?
It's going to carry that range as well. The problem is going to be that your accuracy is going to be, you know, maybe minute of man if you're lucky at that range. But with the heavier, larger 30 caliber projectile in the original chambering, it's a very effective 300 meter battle gun, and that's exactly what it was intended to do. There's no question about what its capabilities are at that range, and that was the doctrine and protocol of the design team initially. Most engagements were at that 300 or less. And mm-hmm. In today's world, they're even less than that. You know, 50 yards is really where you're trying to draw in, you know, the fighting distance. The other side of that is the Russians decided to opt for a small caliber, which is the AK-74, which is a 5.45 by 39 round, which is somewhat equal to our 5.56 NATO round. It's a little easier handling, and its lethality at range is a little bit better because of the design of the actual bullet projectile itself. All three of them, at the end of the day, are going to get the job done if they're deployed properly.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that being said, if you had to choose one over the other, which one would you choose for home defense?
I have to go with the AR.
Okay.
Even though I'm comfortable running both systems with equal skill level, I still default to the AR because it gives me the advantage at distance or range should I need to. And both you and I live rurally.
Yes.
You know, we have open ground to cover. At that point, I need something that I know that downrange accuracy is going to be there. I don't need a guess. You know, the old joke is anything worth shooting once is worth shooting two or three times. And, you know, I want the accuracy and the reliability at range.
Jeffrey Olms is with us. He's going to be at the next Get Prepared Expo, April 6th and 7th, Lebanon, Missouri. And when we get back, I'd like to know about the AR system for new users. Are you thinking about buying one? We're going to talk about what you need to consider about buying an AR-15. When we come back. This is USAPreparedness.com. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my 2 workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repair you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
I didn't need a lot of lists today, because we're talking about firearms. AR-15s, AK-47s, AK-74s. Jeffrey Olms is with us, and he's our newest USAPrepares.com instructor. He's a certified M16 and AR-15 armorer. And Jeffrey, let's talk about the AR system, the AR-15 system for new users.
What we're seeing is a whole new crop of gun owners getting spooled up in both preparedness and in gun ownership, and a lot of them are younger. You know, when I say younger, in their 20s to 30s, some of them with prior military service, some of them without. And what we have found is that they're not sure because they don't want to appear to be uninformed and ask questions that may seem silly. So we try and encourage them that, you know, hey guys, we're here to help you make a decision that fits and works for you. And so they're wondering if as part of their overall plan, is the AR really where I need to be? And we kind of feel, and a lot of other people in the industry also feel, that it is. It's the modern Committee of Safety musket. They're plentiful, parts are everywhere, well, other than the back order statuses, but an ammunition is relatively inexpensive. Plus, with a dedicated 22 upper or conversion, they make very inexpensive training tools. They're great for kids to learn on and familiarize themselves with the system. We kind of gear towards the newer user only because we feel that that's the future for both, you know, gun ownership and a lot of other things. But they want to know, is this going to do it for me? Is this really where I want to be? Or should I just take my old 30-30 and call that good? We think the AR is really the baseline starting point. After that, you know, do whatever you like. The AK is also a fine weapon. My wife is trying to listen to the broadcast now, so if she can get it. She is an AK girl at heart. She runs an AK-74 like an absolute pro. Not just my opinion. That's the opinion of other trainers, instructors. So, you know, that's hers. That's what she likes. She's equally familiar with the AR. But we really focus on the AR just because it is America's rifle. And it's available in a lot of different configurations. And should things take a turn for the worse, let's say, you can probably pick one up somewhere and be familiar with it and make it work for you.
Jeff, you mentioned the conversion kit to the 22, and I purchased for each of our children their own 22 conversion kits made by a company called CMMG.
I love those guys.
Yeah, and we'd love to have them come to the expo. We've talked to them about it several times. They're out here in Missouri. And, you know, it takes about, I don't know, a minute to change out the bolt. And you can shoot 22 long rifles, the stuff that you can get at the Chinese factory outlet in those milk cartons, those Federal hollow points. And for, I think they're about still less than $20 for 550 rounds. And you can shoot a long time with your AR-15 with that conversion kit, and have a lot of fun.
Well, that, and it keeps your motor skills sharp, keeps your muscle memory tuned, because you haven't changed platforms. You know, I always tell folks too that, you know, having a quality Ruger 10/22 in your locker is also an excellent training tool for marksmanship. But at the end of the day, you know, muscle memory is key, and control manipulation is key on these rifles, whether it's an AR and AK. And those are perishable skills. And using a 22, whether it's a top end or a conversion, really keeps you sharp. It also keeps you from wasting ammo on bad habits, so that you can work on those problems you need to address on your handling and marksmanship, and not dip into your big ammo budget so heavily. You know, Luke and Jeff at CMMG are just amazing guys. I support them as much as I can. We sell a lot of their products just because they work. And they're Missourians. I mean, at the end of the day, they're just like you and me. And they took it to the next level, and they make a phenomenal product overall across the board. I can't say enough good about them.
Well, let me ask you this. Will you be bringing some conversion kits to the expo?
I will.
There you go. We'll have them there. Great, great kits. And they actually work. I've tried some of the others that don't work. The Signer, for example, didn't work for me, but the CMMG does. Jeff Holmes is with us. We're going to talk more about AR-15s when we come back on the other side of these few short commercial announcements.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dried guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH
environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Attention, this is an announcement for our listeners who drive gasoline vehicles. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that there is now an automotive accessory that exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. Consumer Protection has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with an accessory called Platinum 22. To find out if Platinum 22 will give your vehicle 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me correctly. 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that the Platinum 22 accessory will deliver 22% more miles per gallon to most gasoline vehicles. You should pick up the phone and call 1-800-LESS-GAS to find out if it will help your vehicle. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. 1-800-LESS-GAS. 22% more miles per gallon. 1-800-LESS-GAS.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Jeffrey Elms is with us, and we're talking about AR-15s, and we're talking about how does it fit into our preparedness plan. Jeff, it's a light carbine rifle. I mean, mine is very short, weighs about maybe just a little bit over 5 pounds, and there's a commonality of parts among the black rifles, the AR-type rifles. Can you talk about the interchangeability and the commonality and the standards for which you can buy parts from different manufacturers and put them all together, and yet they work just fine?
Sure. That's one of the nice features about when we were talking earlier about how the AR system is an assembly and standardized, whereas an AK is a fabrication and manufacturing process, and there's some latitude there. Almost all the parts in today's modern AR world, there are some exceptions, of course, in some of the more esoteric ARs that are out there. But overall, if they're built to what's considered a GI or a mil-spec configuration, almost all those parts are going to interchange reliably with no fitting. The only time you would get into that is when you're swapping bolts in a gun that has had a lot of rounds through it, or the bolt itself has a lot of rounds. The wear points are a little different. Otherwise, a fresh barrel and a fresh bolt are going to headspace almost perfectly every time. So those parts are always available from another firearm that you find laying around or wherever. That's where the, you know, if you have two, you always have one. And keeping those parts common to the system where it counts makes all the difference in the world. Along with that gives you the effectiveness of security in either a rural or an urban setting. And, you know, like where you live and where I live, you know, sometimes we have four-legged problems that arise due to, you know, predatory issues on our livestock and things of that nature. And then, of course, because these parts all seem to work together so well, and there are differences in parts manufacturing. We can talk to that, or we can wait for the expo. But staying with the known quality names, you'll always do okay. That being said, you know that you have an assembly of quality parts, this system is going to work for you in a serious social engagement or just a fun afternoon at the range. Either way, it's going to work for you.
Yeah, you're talking about four-legged predators. Last night, here at the farm, I heard a lot of dog barking, and it was not ours. It was coyotes, and we have a lot of newly born calves on the farm, and what they like to do is gang up on a newly born calf, and we can't allow that because we're cattle farmers here. And the AR is just fine to solve that problem.
Absolutely.
So you're right.
A 75 grain bullet, open tip type bullet. Mm-hmm. It is a coyote's mm-hmm. worst nightmare. It will mm-hmm. stop them right in the middle of whatever they're trying to do to your stock. And you know, as a rancher, as a farmer, you know that that's important. That also translates into an urban setting. There are two-legged predators out there, and those sometimes need to be dealt with in a similar situation and manner. It's again, like I said, it is a light carbine. You know, it is not a heavy battle rifle, so it can be carried rather easily. It's lightweight, like you said. It's compact, so you can throw it on an ATV in the back of your truck, next to you on the seat, and it will absolutely put accurate fire at, you know, up to medium range, up to 300 to 400 yards on demand every time, and it will solve most of those problems.
Jeff, I'd like to interrupt this broadcast for a minute and say that there was a shooting just reported at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Connecticut. And the Connecticut State Police say that they are assisting the Newtown Police after a shooting was reported inside a Newtown school this morning. And the shooting was reported at Sandy Hook Elementary School around 9:41 a.m., according to the Connecticut State Police. There are few details about this unfolding situation, but the police say this is one of the worst shootings that the emergency officials have seen in a long time. We do not have a lot of information. The superintendent's office says that the school district locked down schools as a preventive measure to ensure safety for the students and staff. And afternoon kindergarten is canceled for today, and there are going to be no midday bus runs. The hospital has been activated, and I don't have any other information. But that just happened. And, you know, that brings to mind the shooting that happened in Colorado at the movie theater, the movie massacre, as it's been called. And, you know, I said on the air the day that that happened, we got a call from one of our instructors that said this just happened at a movie theater. And, you know, there are people that say there's no such thing as knockdown power. And the shooter back in Colorado was wearing body armor. But my thought is that if we were there and, you know, USAPrepares.com was there and we had 45s at our side, that guy, if we hit him in the chest, that body armor would cause some breakage of the ribs and he'd be coughing up blood lying on the ground. What do you think?
Oh, there's no doubt. It'll take your will to fight right out. And you know, I'm a 45 guy at heart. Having said that, though, you know, I drive a 9mm most of the time just because I can drive it. Mm-hmm. I drive them both, mm-hmm. but I like the 9 because it's a little bit quicker to deploy in those, you know, situations. But either way, you know, you pump a few rounds into somebody's body armor, they're not going to be having a good day. I mean, at that point in Colorado, if they could have just taken off their shoes and thrown them at the guy and disoriented him, that might have been an answer as well. You know, anytime one of these things happens, it's just tragic. And of course, you know, the media is going to spin this off in some other direction other than the truth. Usually, you know, people in a free society are capable of doing bad things. And it's never the tool. You know, I mean, I've never seen a hammer jump up off the table and smash somebody's thumb. You know, it takes a willful act. And again, it's unfortunate that this has happened, specifically in a school setting, which we are, no strangers to. You know, our daughter attended Virginia Tech during that great unpleasantness.
Mm-hmm. So yes.
Our
yeah, there was at Virginia Technical and, I forget what Virginia Tech stands for, yes, Virginia Tech.
Institute, yeah.
There you go. In Blacksburg, Virginia. I've been there many, many times. And, there was a shooting there. There was some death there. And had there been some armed people there, they could have stopped it. Or they might have been able to stop it.
The problem is that potential was never realized because no one was. We don't have that answer, but we know for sure that without the potential or the possibility, the end result, what it was.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you, we'll just go off on a tangent for just a few seconds. We have a meetup every Friday night at Ziggy's in Springfield, and we take over the restaurant, and a lot of us are armed. I openly carry as a display to show that you can do that. You can openly carry. So I just take my 45 and I stuff it between my shirt and my pants. And sometimes I wear a blazer, sometimes I don't. Well, we've been going there for well over a year and we have never had a single problem with any violence, you know, while we're there. We took off Thanksgiving. We decided that we were not going to go the Friday of Thanksgiving. We wanted to make sure everybody had a chance to spend some time with their loved ones and their families. And that Friday night, we were not there, and there was a guy who hangs out with us. He's not really part of USA Prepares, but he likes to, you know, duck in and listen to some of the seminars. Well, he's a handicapped guy. He's not a threat to anybody. He's a slight build. Some guy walked in, grabbed him. He was sitting at the bar, not drinking, just watching TV because there was a very, very light attendance there that night. And they have about 8 bar stools and I think about 8 televisions, and that's where you hang out when you just want to spend some time and be with other people. Well, some guy came in off the street, put his arm around this guy's neck from the back and threw him off the stool and broke his rib. Well, I asked the waitress when we came back the next week, "You think that would have happened if we were there?" She said, "No. No." So we are a deterrent. Everybody's on his best behavior when we're around. I'm not kidding. I am not kidding.
And
Yeah, it should be on, you know, at all times anyway. But when we're around, I mean, it's a requirement. Okay, so the ranch and home security. You like the AR? That's your firearm of choice. I like it too. And what makes a reliable AR-15?
You know, I think. What's good about the newer shooters coming into the fold, so to speak, is that they don't have a lot of preconceived notions of some of the failures of the system of the past, specifically
yes.
through the Vietnam era and
right.
a little bit later. which we know what the problem was there. It was a powder issue. Today's level of quality, though, is so high and so superior that these firearms are just equal or better than pretty much any battle rifle, past or present. Now, you can always argue the finer points of that, but at the end of the day, the system works as mm-hmm. designed properly. But that's it. It boils down to going with quality components. Kyle Lamb, retired master sergeant, probably one of the finest tactical trainers out there. You know, his personal gun is a Chevy on the outside with Ferrari guts. And that's that's really where we focus on, is it's not so much what it says outside, but where did you put the money? The biggest problems in reliability that I see from an armorer's side, and most armorers see as well, is you've got bad ammunition, worn magazines, or improper lubrication. So ammo, you can shoot steel case ammo for training. It's dirty. It's almost like running a gun suppressed all the time. It will work, but don't count on it unless you're willing to take a few preemptive steps. Magazines, they're disposable. When they first sign of trouble, take a hammer, beat them down, throw them away, and get some new ones.
There you go. Lubrication. Okay. All right, let's talk a little bit more about that on the other side of this break. Jeffrey Holmes is with us, certified M16 AR-15 armorer. I'm Vince Finelli. We're going to talk more about AR-15s when we get back, and obviously we're not going to get through this whole class. We're going to have you back again.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
For all women and men who wish their fingernails were harder, this Christmas, wishes come true. Introducing Nails of Steel, a new revolutionary nail hardener. Nails of Steel puts muscle into your soft nails with a creamy, rich, natural herbal formula that is antifungal, hypoallergenic, and biodegradable. Just massage a drop of Nails of Steel over your natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time. Within the first week, you'll notice your nails getting stronger to eliminate breaking, chipping, splitting, hangnails, nails, and fungus. Nails of Steel makes a great stocking stuffer for women or men. And right now, get 3 1-ounce bottles for only $74.95. That's about a $5 price break on each bottle that'll last you for months. Visit nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Jeff Holmes and I are talking about defense firearms, rifles. And, Jeff, you're talking about using steel-cased ammunition. That's something that I do not do. But you think it's okay?
You know, within, given its shortcomings, yes, it's fine to use. But just realize what it is. You know, the system was never designed to run it, but it will typically in most quality ARs. But realize its limitations. It would not be the stuff I put back for storage, if you will. But for training, occasionally it's okay. On a training range, usually not. Again, that's the part of the reliability issue. Bad ammo, magazines are consumable. Like I said, just don't get attached to them. Don't fall in love with them. They're commodities. Toss them when they give you trouble. And lubrication is probably the biggest thing. People tend to run this system typically too dry. This thing should be slinging oil and brass with great regularity. It was designed that way. It can't be too wet. That being said, we endorse a product and actually offer it. It's called Slip 2000. But at the end of the day, anything will work. I don't care if it's a dipstick off your engine or a mobile one, whatever. Keep the thing juicy, and it will run reliably.
Okay. Would you mind commenting on the selection that I made many, many years ago? A Colt manufactured AR-15 model SP1. It's a short barreled, very lightweight AR-15.
Sure.
And comment on that. If I were to have just one, would that be okay?
That particular one, I would say, yeah. Today's current crop of Colts, although good, kind of fit into the mid-range gun category anymore, simply because there are so many incredibly gifted builders out there and quality manufacturers of parts that Colt's kind of taken a little bit of a back seat. They aren't the fairy dust and unicorn horns they once were. Mil-spec is a great starting point, but there's so much better out there, whether you're an enthusiast or you're going downrange. There are some incredible makers out there today. So your particular one, though, and we talked about this before, is a keeper, and I know how you got a hold of that thing, and I agree. I'd have been breaking my fingers reaching for my wallet, So no, you have a fine firearm. Keep it close and keep it maintained, and you'll be good to go.
Well, all right, let me ask you this then. So for the and the reason I asked you that was because it is a very short-barreled rifle, and the reason I have that is if I need to move quickly inside a building, it's fast rather than a longer-barreled rifle, and that's why I chose it. But at the expo in April, 6th and 7th, in Lebanon, Missouri, and you're going to be there, will you be able to inspect black rifles, AR-15s, and so forth, if people bring them in unloaded without any magazines with cartridges in them, and, sure, and tell them what they have and what they need to think about?
Absolutely. But, you know, time permitting and everything, I'll do the very best I can. There's an armorer's checklist that we use, so I will gladly and cheerfully look at anyone's AR system if they have any questions or concerns. We'll actually be having a third person joining us, I think. We're still working that out. He's a friend. He's like mine. He's a customer. He'll be watching and helping while I can kind of spend time taking a look at folks' firearms for them, as well as in the seminar, too. We're going to do kind of a mini armorer's class for those people who want to know a little bit more on some of the finer points so they can be a little more reliant. There's some things you need an armorer for, and there's some things you don't. And I tell people all the time, you can do that. You'll know when you need me. But right now you don't need me for this, and here's why. And I'll explain to them what they need to do and how they go about doing that.
Well, I'll tell you what, that was a fast hour. Jeffrey Olms, we're gonna need to have you come back again and again and again and again. There's so many questions that we have about AR-15s, AK-47s, AK-74s, 1911 45s, 9mm. There's so many questions. Thanks so much for being with us, class. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Rising food prices, extreme weather, political and economic uncertainty. The one lesson learned by those who lived through Hurricane Katrina: if you're counting on your government to show up and take care of you in the event of a major disaster, you just might have to wait a long, long time. Will your family be ready in the event of an unexpected disaster or disruption? The best step towards preparedness is a quality, storable food supply from Dry Harvest Foods. Dry Harvest offers healthy, high-quality, storable food that you can depend on. Our food packages contain real meat, real butter, real cheese, with none of those cheap ingredients like soy protein substitutes. Dry Harvest has the highest calorie count per dollar in the industry, so you can feel confident and ready in these uncertain times. Some people worry, others prepare. Call Dry Harvest Foods at 406-587-4181 or visit callnow.org. That's Dry Harvest Foods, 406-587-4181, and visit callnow.org.